Well, this isn't quite the same. It has a steamy bar. Sort of brownish.
Well, what do you think?
Grow around the creek bottoms?
Would that be a bur oak or oak or something?
Well, we have a bur oak tree that grows in bottom lands. It'll have a bur on that big.
Hmm.
The stock will eat it.
Hmm.
Called a bur oak.
Is that an acorn?
Acorn.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether we can call that bur oak acorn. Yeah, it's bur oak acorn. What it is. Big Guinness is a post oak acorn.
Hmm.
Like that. Oh, it's good. Big as a walnut.
Hmm. Do you have sycamores around here?
Sycamore trees? Where do they grow?
I don't know. We don't have sycamores here, do we?
They grow around them.
They have, are they the kind that has a thorn with a
shiny leaf? No, no thorn about a sycamore. They grow around water.
Mm-hmm.
My recollection, like the willow.
Mm-hmm.
We have the willow tree grow around water.
Mm-hmm.
And the cottonwood.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special term for land where scrubby oak grows?
Well, a scrubby timber grows. It's generally on a ridge.
Uh-huh. You find quail up there?
Well, I don't think it'd be a good place to go hunt them when the season's open. But of course, they feed up there, across it, back and forth, in the lowlands. And they use it going to and fro, but I don't think they get very much to eat there. And it's called a red land, red timber, grubby timber.
Do you have anything called shimmery?
That's the thick undergrowth. Any amount of it in places. And it's mixed, of course. It's post oak, blackjack, briar. Sometimes these boys, these hunters, their dog gets after a coon. They'll take him right through that shinry, and they just have an awful time ever getting to him. They'll have the coon treated a long time before they can get there.
That's hard.
Some call it underbrush, some call it shinry.
That's just a place where the brush grows thick, huh?
Yes. Yes.
What would you call a group of trees out in the open country?
A grove.
What do you call that bush that, maybe gets this high, maybe higher, has a bunch of red berries up on top?
It has a head, though. That's a shoemaker.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know the people making tea out of that head.
Huh.
I'll tell you something. A long time ago, that used to be a remedy for bedwetting young'uns. You just take them and get you some of them heads and seed.
Uh-huh.
After it matures and boil it, they can drink the water off it and stop the kids from bed wetting. That used to be an old saying.
Did it work?
An old remedy. It didn't place it.
Hmm. Do you have that vine around here with the three leaves?
Well, I can't.
Some people are allergic to it, and well, get in their skin. And
oh, that's poison oak.
Uh-huh.
Lord, yes.
Does that bother you?
That drug, no, don't bother me. It does my neighbor right across there.
Hmm. What happens to
them? Well, they're just allergic to it, and they can't work around it or get around it without breaking out on it.
Hmm.
And you've got a great big job on your hand to get rid of it if it ever wants to get you.